In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 27, 10, 18, 19, 29. Again, Jesus begins, Luisa, my daughter, courage. I do not want you to afflict yourself. So fear is we're feeding the demon of fear and keeping it alive in us. He says, stop it. Stop. He says, does worry add one moment to your life? And Jesus says to the apostles, of course it doesn't. Then he says, stop it. It's a command from Jesus. And the human will is so offended, so hurt. It fell from such a height, Jesus says, that even though Jesus has redeemed us and Our Lady co-redeemed with him, now God is asking us to be perfected, to be perfect. And that really means to really begin to see our Lord and Our Lady reigning in us. And I don't want you to afflict yourself, Jesus says. I want to see in your soul the peace and the joy of heaven, the celestial fatherland. So Jesus says, if you're not peaceful, he says, I can't be there. So he's asking us, he's teaching us to get rid of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints. That has to be banished from us. That's the martyrdom that we're going through. How many people do we know today that are so worried, so fearful, so anxious, so much complaining, so negative? And that's not the Catholic life. The Catholic life is trusting in God, believing in God, hoping in God, confidence in God. And now what Jesus is showing us is how to live this abundant life. He says, I want to see in your soul the peace, the joy, the happiness of heaven. I want your very nature to give off the fragrance of the divine will that is all peace and all happiness. This is why I love the children, little children, the Holy Divine Will. They are always happy. They go through tough. Everybody's going through tough times. Everybody's suffering physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. But they know that suffering is redemptive. And they say, this is what God is asking me to go through because he is the one who suffered the most. Our Lady, the two of them on Calvary suffered the most. Jesus literally died and Our Lady died. And Jesus says, because of the divine will, she could not die. But her heart was split in two. He says, I want your very nature to give off this fragrance, this odor of happiness, odor of peace, odor of joy. And the soul who lives in my divine fiat forms two arms for herself. One is immutability. The other arm is firmness and operating continuously, never changing, always being firm and operating continuously. Of what? This peace, this joy, this happiness. When the world is going to be screaming and in pain and in agony, and it's going to be our joy to say, God's in charge. He's going to take care of it. Let's pray. Let's pray to God right now. And then teach them the command prayer. Command prayer is very, very powerful. This is the prayer that Peter had when he saw Jesus walking on the water. He says to Jesus, if you're the Messiah, command me to come to you. And Jesus says, come. Peter gets out of the boat and walks on the water. Humans don't do divine things. Jesus, it was his command. Jesus was doing it. And then when he starts screaming and fear, becoming afraid, he cries out to Jesus. Jesus grabs him and says, great job, Pete. I saw you walk 20 feet out and then you sank. He says, why did you fail? Why did you falter? Where is your faith? This is what God is saying to us. What I'm going to teach you, Jesus says, isn't how the saints lived. It's the way I lived. It's the way my mother lived. This is what they breathed into Luisa. That what is it? Immutability and firmness in operating continuously. With these two arms, the soul keeps God clasped, hanging on to the Father with such, in such a way that the Father cannot free himself from the soul, from the little one. And not only this, but God enjoys in keeping the soul clasped to himself, clasps her to himself. God wants us to be the little newborns. This is why he loved Louisa so much. Louisa would be in his arms continuously. Have we placed ourselves in the arms of God? When you go to adoration, do you place yourself in the arms of Jesus? Do you let Jesus reign in you as king? This is his, is your throne, his kingdom, where he can dwell in you. If you haven't learned that, begin to learn it. Be that little newborn. Be the one insignificant and hidden and little so God can hold you, clasping him to yourself, himself, us to himself. Volume 27, 11, 10, 19, 29. Louisa, my little daughter, courage. It is true that you are too little. We're nothing. We're a speck. And think about the Milky Way. If this is the Milky Way spinning, this little teeny branch on the side is our solar system. It's a speck. We're a speck within a speck within a speck. We're nothing. We are so little. And he loves us so much. He says, you must know that my divine fiat, only the little ones can enter to live in it. If you're into theater, I mean, you're the one on stage. Jesus says, I want you to be little, insignificant, and hidden. Why? So I can possess you totally with myself. I can fill you with divinity. We are that drop of water that's put in the chalice every day at Holy Mass. Nothing, we're nothing, but that drop of water enters that cup filled with wine, it diffuses itself, and that drop of water becomes wine. That's what Jesus is waiting for. You must know that my divine fiat is only for the little ones who enter into it, into this divine light, this divine life, this divine love. And every act that these little ones do in my divine will, they suffocate their own human will. It's not what I want, Lord, it's what you want. I am nothing. You are everything. I am little. You are great. You know, it's to let God be God. Giving a sweet death to the human misery, the human will, because in my divine will, there's no room or place to let the human will operate. It's so insignificant. It's so nothing. He says, the human will has no reason. The human will has no right. The human will loses its value. I'm something. I'm important. Before a divine will. How great God is. A divine reason. How great God is. A divine right. That it's all divine. May we share in the divinity of Christ. We can't, like Jesus says, your cup, your human has to be completely empty so I can fill you to overflowing with the divine. This is what the divine will is all about. It's to begin to live a life that Jesus lived, that Mary lived, that they breathed into Louisa. This new Adam and this new Eve is how we're supposed to live. Volume 27, 11, 20, 19, 29. Louisa, my daughter, courage. Do not lose peace. Peace is my fragrance. Peace is my air. Peace is the effect that my divine breath produces. Don't continue to feed worry or feed anxiety or feed negativity. It's got to be gone. We want the peace, the fragrance, the air that God's breath, the Ruach of God, breathes in us. So he says, so in the soul in whom there is no peace, I, God, do not feel I am in my royal palace. I, God, feel uncomfortable being in this soul where there's no peace. Therefore, calm yourself. This is a command from Jesus. And don't form for me the clouds in your soul that hurt me. And I cannot say, I am in this creature with perennial peace. I am in this creature with perennial joy. I am in this creature with perennial light of my celestial fatherland. He says, I can't say that when you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. Stop feeding the demons. Be peaceful. Feed that peace, that joy, that happiness. How do we begin to live this life? By forgiveness. Jesus says, after he told us how to pray the Our Father, he says, if you can't forgive others, God the Father can't forgive you. If you're miserable, it's because there's somebody you haven't forgiven. You bound them, and you're bound as well. You got to free them by forgiveness. You got to free them by forgiving even yourself. Go to confession. Make that part of your Catholic life. Make it part of your life. Not just once a year. That's the minimum requirement. It's like the minimum requirement for going to Holy Mass is on Sunday. Keep holy the Sabbath. It's not a sport day. It's the Lord's Day. But that's the minimal that we do. You want to be a minimal Catholic? Go to Mass every day. Participate in the Holy Eucharist every day. Receive Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity every day. Enter into this abundant life. I am, he says, in the creature with perennial peace. I am in the creature with perennial joy. I am in the creature with perennial light of my celestial fatherland. Volume 27, 11, 26, 19, 29. Louisa, my daughter, courage. Do not lose heart too much. Don't you know that you must cover your way in my divine will? What does this mean? In this way of the divine will is long. It's forever. These oppressions of yours, these thoughts that crowd you, these murmurings in your brain are stops that you make. And even though you don't go out of my divine will, yet the journeys you should make is somewhat arrested. These murmurs, I should have said this, I should have done that. He says, even though you don't go out of the divine will, your journey should be made you're making is somehow arrested. And your Jesus does not want this moving back. He wants you to walk always, always without ever stopping. Continue your flight in the divine will. Continue your swim in this infinite ocean of love. Continue the run that Jesus is asking you to make. In this continue this climbing of this mountain. Continue, Jesus says, courage. 28:4-7, 1930. Louisa, poor daughter of mine, courage. You know that you are not alone in suffering. But you have your Jesus who suffers together with you. Jesus and Mary are suffering together with us. You stub your toe. You have to discipline yourself to say, thank you, Jesus. I can suffer a little bit with what you went through. The sufferings, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. He says, you got to be courageous, not only in suffering, but you have your Jesus to suffer together with you. Or rather, more than you do, Jesus is doing this. Because these are things that regard me more than you. All the misery, the physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings, Jesus says, I'm doing this for you. I died for you, he said. I've taken your place in death. Yes, you're going to die physically, but I've already done that for you. Trust in me, believe in me, hope in me, have confidence in me. And I feel them so vividly, Jesus says, that I feel my pierced heart being tortured. However, he says, what must console us is that there are things from the eternal forum between me and you. Nothing has changed. As things were, so are they now. We're one with God from the beginning. See, it's we're not alone anymore. We're never alone. We're always with God. And what we want to do is every thought, every word, every deed, we want to give God all the praise, all the glory, all the love that our God so rightly deserves. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. We want this explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. That's what the divine will is. It's recreating the face of the earth. And God is asking us to do it. Now is the time. It's happening right in front of our eyes. The more that we pray, in the divine will. The more we learn the rounds of creation, rounds of redemption, the sooner the kingdom's going to come. So in volume 28, 7, 9, 1930, my daughter Luisa, courage, I am with you. Put that on your mirror. Courage, I am with you. Why? What do you fear? If you knew the beauty, if you knew the value that the human will acquires when the soul enters and has continuous dwelling in the divine fiat, you would not lose one instant of living in it. Do you see what Jesus is doing? He's saying, I want you to begin to live heaven, no longer that of earth. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more doubts, no more sin. And that's what's coming. It's coming to that point. The beauty, the value that the soul acquires entering the continuous dwelling in the divine fiat, you begin to lose not one moment of living in it. Volume 28, 7, 24, 1930. I feel all the bitterness of being without Jesus, the one who formed all the happiness for my poor existence. And now, since I don't have Jesus, this is how she felt. It's like, this is how we should feel, being separated from the Eucharist. I don't have him. And it is converted for me into intense bitterness, the divine volition subduing me, absorbing me into its divine will so as to transmute it into myself. See, this transmutation is coming. Inside and out, we're going to be changed into a completely different element inside and out. This transmutation is what Jesus says the divine will is all about. Luisa, my daughter, courage, do not fear. I am, he uses God's name, I am here with you. And he's saying that to us as well. I am with you, Jesus says. Begin to recognize me inside you. And the sign that you feel in you, the life of my divine fiat, is the sign that I want you to know. I am inseparable from you, Luisa, by being inseparable from the sign that you feel me within you. What's that feeling? It's peace, it's joy, it's happiness. It's Jesus. Amid all the turmoil in the earth. Volume 28, 9, 20, 1930. Courage, Luisa. Don't you know that oppressions and bitternesses are the slow poison of good? No more oppressions, no more bitternesses. We have to understand this. This is what God is asking. He's asking us to enter into this abundant life. No more oppressions, no more bitternesses. Get rid of negativity. Learn to get rid of all the don'ts, you know. Well, I don't feel, I don't have, I don't, no, I have everything. I have Jesus. It's these oppressions, these bitternesses are the slow poison of good that produces such hardship as to reduce the soul to an extreme agony in such a way that the soul feels agony in the heart and my love agonizes in her heart. The soul feels agony on the lips and my prayer agonizes. She feels agony in the hands and the steps and my works feel themselves agonizing. Therefore, he says, stop this. Stop this oppression. Begin to live in the peace and the joy and the happiness of God. Begin to forgive everyone and everything. Forgive yourself. Therefore, courage, abandon yourself into my divine arms. Go into the arms of Jesus. Sleep in the arms of Jesus. When you can't go to sleep at night, make yourself a little baby, a little newborn in the divine will, and say, I want to rest in your arms tonight, Lord. And watch the sleep that you will have. I shall make more light, more refulgent arise from my divine will. And as it takes its form of a cradle, I, God, shall rock you in it. I, God, shall communicate to you my divine rest. He wants to do this. Trust him. Courage, abandon yourself in God's arms. And with its light, with its heat, it shall destroy the slow poison of your bitternesses and exchange these bitternesses into sweetnesses, into founts of contentments. It's got everything turns into peace and joy and happiness when you're with Jesus, when you're with Mary, when you're with Louisa. This is what she, this is her life. Father Bucci would say, what was Louisa like? And Father Bucci would say, you'd look into her eyes and you would see heaven. She was more of heaven than of earth. That's what God wants for us. What are our eyes filled with when we look at someone? Is it peace, joy, and happiness? Is it Jesus looking, gazing in our gazing? He says, and the resting in the cradle of my divine will, you shall take sweet rest. And upon waking up, you shall find that the bitterness and the oppressions have been cast away from you. And I, God, shall keep you in my arms with their usual sweetnesses and serenity to make the life of my divine will grow more in you, more than yesterday, more tomorrow than today. This is a great journey. This is why he says, run in the divine will, swim in the divine will, fly in the divine will, never stop. Let's get heaven on earth. 11/9/1930. Louisa, my daughter, courage, my love has no end. And therefore, I love the soul, the creature, with infinite and insuperable love. My love has no end. But believe this. Be courageous. Enter into this life. Courage is saying, I want this. I want your love to never end in me. I want your love, your insuperable love, your infinite love reigning in me. That's the courage that God wants you to have. Take it. Be brave, be bold, and live this. More than a father, do we, triune God, love the soul, love the human, love the creature. All of our divine happiness is being loved back. God loves us, this divine, I love you. We breathe that in to breathe back to God, his divine, I love you. Jesus in us is doing that. His holy humanity is reigning in us. See, that's what God is waiting for. His holy humanity now living in us, reigning in us, giving back to God the glory, the honor, the praise that Jesus, the new Adam, Mary, the new Eve, gave to the Father. Therefore, my daughter, Jesus says, the more you love us, triune God, in the divine will, the more gifts you send to your celestial Father in the divine will are so very pleasing to us, triune God, because of Jesus's divine properties, of our divine properties, the holy humanity of Jesus, given with so much love by your God to now us through Jesus and Mary. This is what they breathed into Louisa. What is the divine will? It's Jesus gazing in our gazing, Mary gazing in our gazing, Jesus singing in our singing, Mary singing in our singing. The more you love us, the more gifts sent to your celestial Father are so very pleasing to us. Why? Because the fruits of our divine properties of Jesus and Mary, which now we give to you, give so much love of God back to God. That's why we were created, to share in his divinity, image and likeness. This is what the divine will is. It's this new and divine way of holiness is really a new and divine way of holiness. Yeah, this is what God has planned. So volume 28, 8/20/1930. Louisa, my daughter, courage. This talk, how miserable we are. If Jesus made Louisa put this down on paper because of all of her questions. They weren't her questions. They were our questions. And he says, Louisa, courage. What he's saying, little children of the divine will, you got to become more courageous. The fear of losing a good, possessing it, knowing it, loving it, and possessing it, not by usurpation, but by right of property. When a good is possessed by right of property, no law either human or divine, can legitimate ways take away the goods that are possessed. Jesus says, be courageous. Take these. Take everything that I have. He says to Louisa, go into the treasury of heaven. Get as much as you can. And she says, I'm little. He says, take as much as you can. She get armfuls. And then everything will be falling over. And she says, I can't hold it. She says, come back for more. That's our God. He wants to give us everything that we want, as much as we want. But he knows we're little. He knows we haven't got the arms to embrace all of this. And he says, come back. I'll give you more. You're not going to lose anything. Even what you drop off, even falls off, if you want it, it's yours. So what the Lord is asking of us is to begin to live heaven. What are we grabbing? It's peace, joy, and happiness. What is peace, joy, and happiness? The divine attributes of God. They're never ending. And each and every one of us grabs different amounts, as much as we want or as little as we want, 30, 60, or 100 fold. Take these goods because you now possess them. Begin to live. There's no reason to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, doubting. There's no reason once you enter the divine will. Everything is yours if you wish. And you inhale it with this divine love and you give it back to God. We give to God what is God's. We have nothing. We're nobodies. That's what he loves. He's filling us with divinity. And he's saying, you can have it as much as you want or as little as you want. Our job should say, I want to know everything that you taught Louisa. I want to put everything into practice. This is what you gave to Louisa. This is what I want to possess. Psalm 29:2-13, 19-31. I was feeling all oppressed. This is us. Jesus said, Louisa at the end of her life said to Jesus, I'm so sorry. I was worried, fearful, anxious, complaining. Jesus said, you never were. The souls who would be reading these writings were filled with this oppression. And I let you experience it, Louisa, so that you would write it down on paper and I could respond to them. Courage. I was feeling all oppressed. Stop it. All full of intense bitterness. Stop it. This is us. It's not Louisa. And he told me, my daughter, courage. Think that a divine will reigns in you. So this is what Jesus says. If you're oppressed, begin to think. Use your pea brain that a divine will reigns in you. And that is the source of perennial happiness, perennial joy, heaven. So your bitternesses and oppressions that form clouds around the sun of my divine will that prevents its rays from shining in all of your being, that's what God wants for us. And while it wants to render you happy, it feels the happiness it wants to give you being rejected by your oppression, by your bitternesses. He says, stop it. Discipline yourself to be happy. The kingdom is close. The kingdom is at hand. Jesus said 2,000 years ago, the kingdom is ours if we want it right now. Heaven can begin on earth right now with each and every one of us. Jesus says, stop your oppressions. Stop your negativity. Learn to, when you're writing something, learn to not put down negative words. Didn't, isn't, can't. Get rid of those. Begin to pray. And this is what Jesus teaches Louisa. Begin to pray and write yes to God. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it glorious? God is so good. He's my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. This should be flowing out from us if it is true, if we believe this. Jesus says, I want you to feel divine happiness. I want you to stop rejecting my divine happiness. Psalm 29:2-15, 19-31. Louisa, my good daughter. See, Remember the person came up to Jesus, says, good teacher. He goes, why are you calling me good? Only God is good. Saying to him, do you understand what you're saying? These words mean something. Do you understand that I am the Messiah? And my goodness, only God is good. Letting him know this is Jesus. Now, Jesus says, Luisa, my good daughter. It's letting us know about Luisa. Not that she's God, but she's the firstborn. She's the newborn. Courage. Do not fear. Stop the worry. Stop the negativity that I might abandon you. I feel my life in you, Jesus says. And if I abandon you, this life of mine in you would remain without food. What's the food? It's the love of God. To make it grow without light. What is the light? It's the love of God. To make it happy. The real cortege of my divine life that I myself and formed in you, this love of God would be missing. Stop it. Abandon yourself to my life. No more negativity. You know, it's like when we read or listen to the news, it's negative, 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 mostly lies. And our job is to say, I want the truth. Read the book of heaven. I have formed myself in you. This is what I want. I cannot leave you, Jesus says. And while it seems that I leave you, it seems that everything is over between you and me. And all of a sudden, Jesus says, I come back to my little daughter to feed you with what? This food, this love of my divine will. He's feeding us. And he wants to be fed by us. That's why Jesus told St. Faustina, you must become a living host. And then he tells Luisa how to become a living host. Why he wants us to become a living host. You know, we hear of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That's us becoming like her son. The Eucharistic reign of Jesus is we become living hosts. Wait till you see what God has planned. It goes way beyond what the saints have introduced to us. That was just the doing the will of God. Now to live in the will of God, to receive the divine inheritance of the Father is completely astonishing, to enter into the love of God. Volume 29, 2:17, 1931. Luisa, my good daughter, do not cry anymore. My heart can bear it no more. Your tears have descended deep into the depth of it, and I feel your bitterness so vividly that I feel it burst, my heart bursting. See, he knows it's tough. You know, the saints knew it was tough. They were filled with zeal for God. We have to be filled with more zeal than the saints. The saints only were given 1 through 10, basically, how to do the will of God. We've been given how to live in the will of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, volume 11 through volume 19. And then what we received just since 1996, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. My daughter, courage. You know that I have loved you very, 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 very much. And now this love does violence to me to make you content. If until now I have kept you suspended from the state of suffering for a few days in order to make humanity comprehend that my divine will was to continue to keep you as I have kept you for so many years as 46 years. However, now they want to get you with your back to the wall. And therefore, they put me in that condition, making use of my permissive will. Not wanted, but of suspending you from the state of victim. So here, it was the priest, it was the religious who said to Luisa, we don't want this from you anymore. We want you to stop suffering. And Jesus says, they're making me stop. My permissive will, this is what they're asking me to do, not my wanted will, to suspend you. I want you not to be suspended from the state of victim. And he says to Luisa, don't fear. From now on, I shall no longer communicate to you my pain. I shall no longer lay myself within you in a way that you would remain stiffened without motion. So you shall remain free of having need of any priest. This was 1931. These were the horrible years that Luisa went through. Later on, Jesus comes back and they say, they've changed their mind. So good. Now you can suffer again. See, what is suffering? What is suffering? I remember when I was a kid, I used to suffer. I would be like in a knot, my whole body, like in a, like a Charlie horse, your whole body, my arms, my legs, my everything in me. And I remember, I would always say to the Lord, stop this, stop this. It was so painful. And then I read something once and it said, that's what it was. True love is saying to God, I do not want the suffering to end. That's what true love is saying to God. So here I am in bed suffering horribly. I mean, it was real. I don't know how to explain it. But I said to the Lord, okay, I said, basically, if this is what you want for me, I will do this. I'll go through this suffering forever. What happened at that point, the only way to describe it is like ecstasy. It was this light that I was like, the only way I can explain it, like levitating from the bed, this light all around me. And all I could say to God was, I want this pain. It was something that was so astonishing that I remember like waking up as I'm completely in a pool of sweat, sweating. And I said to the Lord, I said, I want that pain. I want that suffering. I want this. It was so beautiful. It was ecstasy. It was just amazing that I never had the pain ever again, never again. And what I know is when Jesus says this, what I have for you is this light, this love, this life. This isn't of earth. This is of heaven. And our God wants us to surrender to him to such a degree that, he can have his way with us. This is what Jesus went through on the cross. He and his mother went through this horrible suffering to the point of death where he died in our place. So when Jesus says, courage, your Jesus still loves you, in nothing has my love for you decreased. It's always an increase of love, and a lot of it comes through suffering. That's why, I mean, when you stub your toe, you have to learn to say to Jesus, thank you. This suffering, you might not like it. This suffering is God has planned that we share in his suffering. It's not what Jesus went through. It's a sliver of what Jesus went through. He says very clearly, courage, daughter, you know that I've loved you very, very much. And now my love does violence to me to make you content. Until now, I have kept you suspended in the state of suffering for a few days in order to make comprehend my divine will was to continue to keep you as many as 46 years. However, they want to now get you back to the wall, put your back to the wall. And they put me in a condition of making use of my permissive will, not wanting, not suspending you from the state of victim. Therefore, do not fear. From now on, I should no longer communicate my pains to you. So he stopped this for Louisa for a bit, but the Louisa is the one that suffered continuously. Jesus said, I crucify you, Louisa, continuously. He says, from now on, I shall no longer communicate to you my pains. I shall no longer lay myself within you in a way that would remain stiffened without motion. So you shall remain free without need of anyone. No more priest will come to free you. Okay. So then he says this, and this is the amazing thing. Volume 29, 3, 6, 1931. Good daughter, Louisa, my daughter, courage. Your Jesus still loves you. In nothing has my love for you decreased. in this because it was not you who refused me in the suffering. No, my daughter, they would never have done this. They forced you to do this. And in order to give you peace, to make them see that it was really Jesus that kept you in the state of suffering for so many years, it was neither illness nor any other natural cause, because my paternal goodness that wanted to have one, at least Louisa, who would make up for all my pains on earth, and these for the good of all of humanity. So then he gave back to Louisa the suffering. He says, I wanted them to know that I have done this for you, Louisa. So in your suffering, which you go through, this is from God. And a lot of people can complain to God. One friend of mine always says, why me? Why me? And it's like, because God loves you so much. That's why that's why you have pain. That's why you have suffering. This is what Jesus is asking. He's really asking us to enter into this new and divine way of holiness. Good daughter, Louisa, my daughter, courage. Your Jesus still loves you, and nothing has my love for you decreased, because it was not you who refused me in suffering. Okay, so this is what Jesus is showing us. What he says, I want them to know it was me that gave this to you for the good of all of humanity. And each suffering that we go through, it's the same thing for us. Volume 29, 3:23, 19:31. My Jesus, help me. Do not abandon me. Do not leave me at the mercy of my human will. Jesus says, Louisa, my daughter, courage. Don't worry so much. See, this murmuring in our brain has to stop. To feel the weight of one's own will, human will says nothing. It is a pain more painful than all the other pains. If you had wanted it, it would no longer be pain, but the pain would change into satisfaction. To feel one thing and to want another is to banish the thought that you will always commit sins because you feel your human will. Therefore, do not fear. I am watching you. And when I see that your human will wants life in your things, I, God, give you the pain so as to make you die of pain. So trust your Jesus. And what harms you the most is the lack of trust. So Jesus, I trust in you. The final devotion he gives to the world before he returns. Ah, it is always this that causes souls to be restless. Even when I keep them clasped in my arms, and then this pain of feeling the weight of the human will. Oh, how much did your Jesus feel it? More vividly. As it lasted my whole life. Therefore, mine and yours, this life, let them unite together. See, that's what Jesus is waiting for. He's waiting for us to say, I can't live without you. And let us offer them to for the triumph of my divine will in humanity, in souls. So he says, put everything aside. Come to rest in my divine will. So this resting in God is so essential. It's so essential. 529, 4-2, 1931. I abandoned all of myself in the divine fiat with a fear that I might deny something to Jesus and I might fail to always live in the divine will. And Jesus said, good daughter, courage, be cheered, be joy filled. Don't lose heart. Do you want to know how the light of my divine will is formed in your soul? The repeating desires are like many blowings of breath. This breath of God, this ruah of God, blowing over your soul. That's why every time you breathe, Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Let me receive that divine breath that you breathed into Adam. Calling the little flames, little drops of light to light up inside of my soul. It is the more intensely you desire, the more it blows to nourish the little flame and enlarge this flame into a sun. Enlarge it more. If this breath, this blow ceases, there is danger that the little flame shall be extinguished. So in order to form the light of this little flame, true and incessant desires are needed. So what's the desire? It's the desire is your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. In order to mature and enlarge the light, he wants it to become a sun. Love is needed. Okay, this love of God, this life of God, this light of God that contains the seed of light. God is going to do this. God is going to bring this about. This is why this is glorious. God is doing this. Let him have his way with you. If you're suffering, don't worry. There's a reason for it. He's purifying us. He's leading us to begin to live this abundant life. So we'll be back in an hour and 15 minutes. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.